Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are most welcome here. We do have the following announcements this morning. First of all, we'd like to offer our thanks to Janet St. Jean and her wonderful crew for a very successful program, Make a Joyful Noise. So thank you, Janet. And to Michelle Hamill and to Carrie, Mamie, Judy, Alice, Martha, Gail, Amy, Michelle, Fred, Ella, and I'm missing the other Hamill girls, Mamie.
Maddie.
Yes.
Maddie.
Okay, thank you. So everybody was here helping. So Michelle, why aren't you in the bathroom? This was awesome. So it was wonderful. It was great, and certainly a team effort under Janet's capable leadership. So we're very pleased. Congrats to Ann Garvey. Ann Garvey was published recently in the Republican. Congratulations to Ann. And this Tuesday, we have our community table, which means we are providing dinner down on Meadows Street. So if you can help with that, would you please see Cindy LaPlante in the office or Mamie, and they can tell you what we need for help. We're also serving the meal, so we will need some help on Tuesday. And that's usually, I think now it's around 3 o'clock. So from 3 p.m., and we finish around 5:30, 6 o'clock. All right, so we start here, we go over there, it's all good. And probably the most important thing of all, we're having ice cream after church today. So they're getting all that. And the heck with the sermon. We have ice cream. It's very important. Are there any other announcements this morning? Or did I forget anything major? Oh, there is a big major. I'm going on vacation. I will not be here next week. I'm leaving on, after Tuesday, after the community table, I'm on vacation. So I'm very happy. You don't have to applaud that, but I'm applauding. Except I call it, it's a busman's holiday. You know what a busman's holiday is? A busman's holiday is when you have to go on a trip and you end up working. I'm going to do a wedding on the main. So. But it's my best friend's daughter. I was there when she was born. So it's pretty cool. I hope I can do it without crying. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. But we'll see. Anything else this morning? It's warm. We know that. It's not so bad in here with those fans going on. But let us take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship Bridget and your worship guide. Welcome. This is a time to celebrate and worship God who loves us.
We are grateful and thankful for all God's blessings in our lives.
We gather to remember that Christ gave his life for us.
We humbly praise God for such a gift.
Come, friends, come and worship the God of love and hope.
Praise be to God at all times and in all places.
Thank you.
is found in your worship guide. Holy God, who created all that exists, we praise you. We open our hearts and our spirits this day to your eternal love and forgiving mercy. Be with us as we participate in this worship service. Remind us again that Jesus Christ gave his life so that we might fully understand the depth and breadth of your life. In all things and at all times, we praise you. Hear us now as we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us be seated and turn our attention to the Word of God.
Our reading this morning comes to us from Genesis 21, verses 8 through 21. The child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." The matter was very distressing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says you to do, do as she tells you, for it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him, a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water, gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother got a wife for him from the land of Egypt. On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a reading from Psalm 86. "Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy.
You serve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long.
Gladden the soul of your servant for you, to you, O Lord. I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication.
place that you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name.
For you are great and you are sinned, you alone are God.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Matthew's gospel, in the 10th chapter, where I will begin with the 24th verse. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become unknown. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, and even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I bring peace to the world. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The word of God for the people of God. Everyone here knows, almost everyone here knows, that I am afraid of heights, that I will not go upstairs. Actually, I will now. I've gotten a little bit better. I actually sat in the second row of the balcony in the front here during one of the concerts. I'm making some headway. The other thing, I took a couple on a tour of the church the other night and actually walked from that door over there against the wall all the way over here and out that door over there so I could show them how the buildings connect. Did you know that they connect to them? Not everyone knows that. So you can walk right to, we have a chapel that's up there. You can walk right to the chapel. I think it's kind of cool. So I just look straight ahead. I don't look down. I don't see what's over there. And I just keep going. It's all right. Oh, and I haven't been upstairs in the balcony in Southwick in about 6 months. Because it's even steeper. The stairs are like this. Straight up, and it goes straight down. Not doing that. I did give a tour of the Southwick Church after the Strawberry Supper because there were people who had never seen the church, so I took them through. They all wanted to sit upstairs. I stood quite nicely on the floor below and spoke to them up there. I was not going up there. Now, I wasn't always afraid of heights. I would do things on a rooftop as a kid, but when I was 16, I developed ear imbalance issues, and that was pretty much the end of me. Particularly what killed me was amusement park rides, because I still loved them, and roller coasters, and that was the end of that, because I would just get sick. So anyway, I have resolved myself and resigned to myself that I am simply going, I know it's out, that I am simply going to, they turn it off and on after we talk about it, that I, when you go to Disney World, about the only ride I can go on is, it's a small world, so, sorry. Well, I know that everybody here has different things that they're afraid of, because it was one of the questions that we shared a while ago, wasn't it? What are people afraid of? So we're not going to do a little, that's why I'm up here today and not down there. And I'm going to take this off, if you don't mind, because it's hot. The reading from Genesis would have been frightening for anyone around that time if they had heard it. Well, most people couldn't read, but or read it. Think about what happened in that reading. Remember, the only thing around them was desert. What did they say to Hagar? Here's some water and some bread, Hagar. Take Ishmael, get out. Oh, don't worry, God will keep you safe. And the Bible story tells us off they went. Hagar was definitely afraid and feared that she was at the end when she ran out of food and water. The scripture in Genesis tells us that God provided for Hagar and Ishmael and that a nation would come out of him as well. The Islamic people, the good people who follow the Quran and hold sacred the same stories as we in the book of Genesis, take their beginnings from this story. For our purposes, though, I hope that we can understand that Hagar has overcome her fear as she trusted in God. God is great and has done wondrous things, just like the psalmist has told us. Now, while God is great, Jesus does not present much of a pep talk about this for becoming one of his followers. In today's gospel reading from Matthew, he pretty much puts it on the line for the original hearers and for us. Look at all the drastic things that Jesus tells us will happen because we follow him. What Jesus may be trying to get across is that it's not easy to be one of his followers. He was trying to tell that to the original hearers. It's not going to be easy for you. Now remember, in Matthew's gospel was written for Palestinian Christian Jews. These were people who had not given up their Jewish customs or their practices, but included them in how they worshiped and lived their lives. It included those even in how they followed Jesus. Keep those things in mind as you hear the stories this summer. We're in Matthew all summer, and I want you to keep that in mind, please. Now, they were given some sort of warning that if they were true followers, that their families, friends, and neighbors would be upset, as they could not understand why they would want to follow in the way of Christ. Do you remember what happened to the early Christians? Do you remember what happened? What happened to the early Christians? This is when you get to talk to me. They were persecuted. They were killed. Most of them were killed. Tortured first. That's always a fun one. Let's talk about torture on Sunday morning. Yeah. They were tortured first and then killed because of their beliefs. And they were told, we can't. Nope. Gosh, we can't. I profess my belief in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The people who killed them were people who were afraid of them or didn't understand them. Do people get upset today when others act in the name of Jesus? Do people get upset? Yeah, they get upset. What about when we preach about God's love for everyone, no matter who they are, or where they are on life's journey, or how they identify, or who they love? You know, tonight, over at the Methodist Church, some of us will take part in a Pride prayer service. That's at 7 o'clock. It may be the first time that some LGBTQIA+, and I'm still learning the letters too, okay? That people, some of the people have been in church in a long time because they were not always welcome, because people were afraid and they didn't understand, and some people were persecuted. That can be scary for them. It can be scary for some of us, too. They are afraid because they may have been turned away in the name of God, just for being made in God's image. Others may be afraid because they have not encountered anyone, or they don't know what to do with someone who is not just like them. Other people are persecuted because they actually follow the greatest commandment: love one another as I have loved you. And they eat or pray with people who others consider to be sinners. Sinners. Just like us. Last weekend, I attended the annual meeting of the Southern New England Conference of the United Church of Christ. Say that 5 times fast. The theme for the meeting was Roll Away the Stone. It is in reference to the stone that had been placed in front of the tomb of Jesus. You see, when we roll away the stone, we can find out what it means to be true followers of the risen Christ, who, while he was on this earth, told us that being a follower would be scary. Then, at this meeting, they talked about smashing the stone so that it could never be put back in front of the tomb. That would be certainly a scary thing for some of us to do, wouldn't it? You can get hurt if you smash a stone, all the debris flying at you. Besides, most of us don't even know how to use a chisel or a hammer. Sometimes, just moving the stone out of the way to see what is involved in being a follower of Christ can be the risk in itself. We need to see what's there. In a recent conversation, I'm going to pick on you, Carol. In a recent conversation with Carol Whalen, we both agreed that we need to take baby steps. We're not smashing anything, but we're going to keep going forward cautiously, slowly. I think our first step might be, let's roll away that stone. Let's see what it means to be a follower of the risen Christ. Now, we've already taken some of those baby steps. First of all, you gather. Here you are. Here we are. It's a good thing. You share. Sometimes we share in church. We share our week, we give to the collection. We share our treasure. We share our time. We share our talent. We do all of this. Maybe some people might want to see what the Pride Prayer Service is all about. Others may want to see if they can help with food prep for the Westfield Food Pantry food truck, which, by the way, is now going to come on Monday and Thursday. Some may want to be more involved in Blessed Vines, because I have seen firsthand what we do, what our people do over there with our neighbors. Others helped our young people to make a joyful noise. Baby steps. I truly believe that it's important for us to do the best we can to cast aside our fears, particularly a fear of the unknown. We may be called to be risk takers and to forage into uncharted territories. Or we can rely on others who have navigated these new ideas already and these new adventures and take what they've learned as we go forward. Much like Peter, and much like the apostles in the gospel reading today, we know that God is always with us. As we go forward through the summer, I want you to keep these words in mind. In the hymn, "Be Not Afraid," I'm not going to sing. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. We can't rest until after we've rested. Then we can rest. Amen. Let's take a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we keep in mind our joys and concerns that have been listed in our worship guide. We pray for our government leaders. We pray for the men and women in the armed forces, and in particular, way Cody. For our National Guard, Reserves, Peace Corps, and all those who serve the cause of peace and justice across the world. We pray for peace in Ukraine and Russia. We pray for Hello Haiti, people who live in Haiti. We pray for our church and our ministry in Westfield and beyond. And we pray for our members and friends of this congregation. For Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Dawn, Anne, Jeff, Vanessa, Dave, Castle, Joyce, Kathy, Lisa, Bob, Shirley, Judy, Rick, Joan, Marilyn, Barry, Ralph, Linda, Norma, Donna, Jackie, Kurt, Ariana, John. For Lynn and her family and the passing of her mom, Barbara. And we remember our friends in senior care facilities for Nancy, Joan, Barry, and Betty. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Holy God, bless our lives, sanctify us, and in your way, grant us our heart's desires. Anoint us with your grace, that what we desire is also what you desire. Help us to understand that our heart's true desire is the love of you. May the love of Christ urge us on. May we walk by faith. Thank you, God, for all our blessings. Holy God, bless those who govern. Bless the leaders of nations, countries, towns, and cities, and those who lead in all manner, social, political, religious. Bless us all. Fill the hearts of all with your wisdom. Guide us in the way of justice and integrity for all. Guide us to walk by faith. Holy God, tend to those who suffer in mind, body, and spirit. Tend to the tired, the dying, the poor, and the hungry. Help us to follow the love of Christ, a love which urges us on. Help us to seek and serve Christ in others, bringing forth a new creation. Holy God, we ask all this in the name of Christ, our Redeemer. And we ask all this by the Holy Spirit, who activates your love in us. Holy God, we ask all this that your love may be like seed scattered, manifesting in small and unexpected ways the greatness of you. May your love take root in our lives, and may we walk by faith. Amen. We can offer to God only that as we've been given. May God require our dearest treasure, for it is only lent to us for a time. What God has provided, we are now invited to invest in the disciple-making and welcoming ministries of this church. And with this, our morning offering will be received.
Yeah. Father, a little bit. Yeah, great.
Amen.
Amen.